You hardly ever saw granddaddy down here. He only come a town about twice a year. You buy 100 pounds of yeast and some copper line. Everybody knew that it made money shine. Now the revenue man wanted granddaddy bad. He'd left a holler of everything he had. For my time, but I've been told he never come back from Copperhead Road.
Welcome to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Good morning, good evening, and good night. I am yours truly, Attorney Todd L. Levitt, broadcasting once again, 100,000 watts strong, across the great state of Michigan, over the Mackinac Bridge, all over the UP, and podcasting across this beautiful planet Earth on iTunes, Podbean, and SoundCloud. Great to be back in studio, having a conversation with all the amazing listeners out there. Huge response to last week's show. I opened the show with Copperhead Road with Steve Earle, dating back to 1988. That's right here on Todd's Rock Block, Steve Earle. That song just rocks. I had to open the show once again with that tunage, and it just pumps me up. And great to be back. We have a huge show for the listeners today. I mean, this show is going to be by far the biggest show I've ever done to date. Bigger than the Little John show, bigger than last week's show, bigger than the show titled Hemp, 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 bigger than the New Year's show. It's huge, folks. In studio is going to be Robert J. Pizziali. Robert J. Pizziali is he's my law partner. That's the only thing I can say. We are associates. I have Levitt Law Firm. He has a law firm himself, but we are associates, meaning we work as a team. A lot of law firms out there, you'll see a lot of names on letterhead, but pay attention because they may be of counsel or associated. So if we were Levitt, we used to be Levitt Pizziali, but now I'm just Levitt and Associates. I'm Levitt Law Firm PC. He's Robert J. Pizziali, attorney at law. But for 23 years, almost 23 years, we have been associated together. And Robert is some background. Well, let me just bring him on the show. Pizzy, welcome to the show.
Todd, thanks for having me. This is great. We've been talking about doing this together for a long time. It's finally come to fruition. It's great to be here with you.
Pizziali, and another thing, you're my cousin.
Yes, we are cousins. Somewhere down the road.
Our grandmothers are related.
That's right.
And I'm always talking about our Italian heritage and this Italian, that Italian. Not lately, but I have one of my true cousins in-house here, and it's good to have familia here.
It is. Familia is good. It's great to be here.
We've been talking for so long about having you on the show, and the great thing about Pizziali is Pizzi is, together with myself, one of the leading cannabis attorneys in the state of Michigan and consultants across the country. So when you contact my office, you're actually contacting us. And when I consult with you, there's a good chance that you're consulting with both of us. So we work on a lot of the cases together. And that seminar that I've been referring to, Piz, I've been talking about the seminar we're going to be doing in February.
Fantastic. That's going to be a great seminar. Great to have a lot of people out there. Looking forward to having that happen.
We haven't picked the date yet. It's coming, but we have some huge announcements in regard to that. But let's talk about how we know each other. One, we're cousins.
We're cousins.
So yep. We grew up together.
We did. We grew up together. We went to school together.
We're chips.
Well, yeah.
Well,
we
are. Yep,
I went to Central for a short period of time.
We started off going to Central together.
Right.
And then you transferred to my other favorite school.
U of M.
University of Michigan. Go Blue.
The Wolverines.
The Wolverines. And we attended law school together.
Yep, at DCL down in Detroit.
Otherwise known as Detroit College of Law.
Which is now Michigan State University College of Law.
1995, Comerica Park was built. They tore down Detroit College of Law, which is now Michigan State University. We are now Big Ten graduates. I never set a foot on MSU law school campus. How about you?
No, you know what? I haven't been on MSU's campus with the law school.
But we're alumni by default.
We are. But, you know, every time I go to Michigan State, it's not for a legal purpose.
I don't feel the green love. I'm all about fire up chips and go blue.
There you go. I'm right there with you. That's why we're, you know, what we have together.
It's true. Now, I was the best man in your wedding.
You were?
That was a great wedding.
To my lovely wife, Tammy.
Tammy, you have three great kids.
Yes, I do. They're Matthew, Lauren, and Kristen.
Yep, great, great kids. And we have a story. I used to do a show in Metro Detroit. I'm not going to tell you the station, but it was one of the FM talk stations. So, yeah, the Todd L. Levitt Law Show used to broadcast all over Metro Detroit as well. I had one of the, remember that community access show I had?
I do. You've been doing this for a very long time in a lot of different mediums, radio, newsprint. You've been putting it out there for a long time.
Yeah. We used to do a, Pizzy and I used to do, together with Bart Morris, my former law partner, one of our former associates, we used to do a community access show. You always would see like bagel talk and council meetings. Well, I decided to have the Todd L. Levitt Law Show, and no one watched it. It was on at like 3 a.m. It was all over Metro Detroit. And then people would come home drunk from the bars and tune in, and they'd see me sitting there in a studio. It was great.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Then I got that radio gig, and one of the major networks owned the radio station, and they sent us on a trip
to Miami.
For what?
The Super Bowl.
Pizzy Alley and I, if you're just tuning in, by the way, I'm attorney Todd L. Levitt. You're in studio listening to the show with my cousin, best friend, and business partner. Also, we're associates as far as attorneys, Robert J. Pizzy Alley, attorney at law. We've been together since birth. Sounds weird. But we were sent to the Super Bowl in Miami when Denver played Atlanta way back in the early 2000s.
99, actually, Todd.
1999. We were sent on a three-day cruise.
Yeah, that was great. Went down to Miami, picked up the ship at port in Miami.
Went out to sea.
Went down to the Bahamas.
Went to the Bahamas and ended up at Atlantis. You always see the commercials on TV about Atlantis. We were there.
We were there. I think Atlantis never recovered from our time on that island.
We arrived in Atlantis. I think it was. Was it on Paradise Island in the Bahamas?
I don't recall, but I remember when we got there, it was a lot of fun. We went up to the resort.
We didn't have a room.
Did not have a room.
We went off the ship and onto land, and we're supposed to get back on the ship. We almost missed it.
Right. We were only there for a day. It was a short day trip.
We tore that place up.
Yeah, I remember. We ended up out into the beach area, and then we were walking around near the ocean, and we came to this cabana, right?
So, Pizzy, what happened that day was when we arrived in the hotel, they thought, whoever they are, that we were part of this other group that had just arrived at the airport.
Right.
And we just happened to, it was almost like a movie. We were part of this huge swarm where they were putting wristbands on everybody. And we just thought it was because we were with the ship.
Right.
And major studio.
Right. So they were just kind of being pushed along with this big group of people.
Like a family of ants that are all heading towards the hole.
Kind of like a stampede.
A cattle stampede. John Wayne movie. Clint Eastwood. Stampede. That had nothing to do with anything.
That was great.
So they ended up putting these wristbands on us,
which allowed us complete access to the whole resort, which was awesome.
I mean, we ate, we consumed, we were on the beach, the lagoon, we were parasailing. They have this huge water slide you see on TV into the shark tanks. I mean, and then at the end of the day, we came to learn that we were not part of the group.
And we were the only ones from the ship who were in this area of the resort.
It was outstanding. What a great day. But hey, folks, we have a huge show with a lot of law to talk about in studio with my law associate. We're associates because we're associated.
We are associated in a number of ways.
One of the leading cannabis consultant attorneys, Robert J. Pizzy Alley, in studio right here on the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. When we come back from break, we have some interesting stories to get to, Piz.
Yes, we do. And it'll be very informative.
It's always informative. We'll be right back.
You hardly ever saw Granddaddy down here. He only come a town about twice a year. You buy 100 pounds of yeast and some copper line. Everybody knew that it made money shine. Now the revenue man wanted Granddaddy bad. He left a holler of everything he had. For my time, but I've been told he never come back from Copperhead Road.
Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. If you're just tuning in for the first time, what took you so long? I mean, come on, really? More people listen to this show on their way to church, cooking omelets in the morning, working the fields. We have a lot of directional drillers out there listening to the show, a lot of men and women working the land, feeding the cattle, Rob. We're from Metro Detroit. I bet you didn't know there's a difference between beef cows and milk cows.
Actually, Todd, I did, because I used to live in Illinois.
Okay.
And
I knew that.
In Belvedere, which is a rural town about 90 miles northwest of Chicago. And I would work on some farms in the summer to help some of the farmers out. I had friends who were, you know, their family owned farms, and they needed people to help work that farm. And
I never knew there was a difference growing up, you know, off of 10 mile, 2 miles from Detroit, that there was a difference between field corn and sweet corn. I just thought, you know, and once I moved up to mid-Michigan and I drive through all these beautiful corn fields, like, wow, look at all that corn. Man, I could eat for days field corn for the animals.
Yeah, I don't know if you'd want to really get into that, eating the field corn.
Hey, I have a question for you. I had to go for a physical last week.
Yeah. Okay. How'd that go?
Oh, of course. Great. I'm healthy. Got everybody out there. Yeah. Most people I know do not go to doctors because they do not want to know. I want to make sure I'm healthy throughout my entire life.
Absolutely. And I think everybody should be. I do.
I would recommend get to a doctor.
I would too.
Check your cholesterol.
And prostate, if you have one.
If you're over if you're over 50, I've had that prostate check, absolutely. And get a colonoscopy.
There
Very
you
important.
Go.
We're a law right. show, though. Hey, look, I have a complaint. It's not really a complaint, but I was on Mission. Here in Mount Pleasant, Mission is Main Street, USA. You come into Mount Pleasant, and, you know, it's splattered with all the fast food. I mean, the main drag into Mount Pleasant is not aesthetically pleasing.
It's, but you know what? It's a typical Midwest town.
I love Mount Pleasant. Yeah. I mean, the men and women of the city of Mount Pleasant, Union Township, the county, they do a great job.
They do.
I'm not. It has nothing to do with them. And the town was planned. They weren't the original planners of Mission, the main drag coming through. But when I first came to college in 1984, when we came here and we drove into town, having grown up in and around Ann Arbor, I was somewhat like shocked. Like, where's the campus?
Yeah, the campus is offset, so it's not really part of what you see when you first arrive. But I do like the changes that they made now, that with the nice sign out front coming up Mission.
Kudos to CMU, the administration. The president, Ross, does a great job. On both sides now, the north end and south end of campus, finally, these big, beautiful brick signs. I'm a proud alumni when I see that.
Absolutely, as you should be.
And all the new buildings that were built, it's great. Hey, Pizzy, so I'm on Mission, and I was actually frustrated last week. Well, I want to get to the doctor. I just deviated. But let me just tell you about, we'll get to the doctor first. When you go to a doctor, and there's a form you have to fill out sometime that says, in case of an emergency, who should you call?
Okay.
Who do you put down?
My wife.
Okay. Why would you put your wife down? I put 911. Okay, if I'm ever at a sporting event, like a race event, or I go to a doctor and they say, who, in case of an emergency, who should we call? Don't call a wife or a family member. One, you may not be able to get a hold of them. They're going to be so hysterical that by the time they figure out what's going on, it could be too late. I just want you to call 911. I've been doing that for years.
That is great.
It's like when I used to go to a restaurant and they would say, what's your smoking preference? You know, smoking, non-smoking. I would say cannabis. Always throw them off.
Well, that certainly will. Yeah. Certainly will.
But look, I'll talk about mission later on. I want to talk about something that's really important. I want people to think about this. The onset of cannabis and the laws that have been passed in the state of Michigan and around the country, what is going to happen in Michigan is the opportunities for our listeners are tremendous to enter the business of cannabis.
There's so many opportunities out there, and I don't know that people really understand all the opportunities that are there.
The opportunities, Pizzy, are unbelievable for those who are unemployed, those who are looking to change careers. So we talk week in and week out about the opportunity to obtain a Class A license to grow, to be a cultivator.
Be a cultivator?
You could become a...
Own a dispensary.
You could process.
Have a lab.
Or
transport.
Correct. But here's the thing, folks. You don't have to... To get into the business, you don't have to apply for one of these licenses. You could become an expert in growing. You could become an expert in, if you're a builder out there, an electrician, a plumber. This industry is going to require people of all skills to take part in it.
And the opportunities, Todd, are huge because they're in areas that are currently there serving other industries but are not serving the cannabis industry right now, like security.
Huge.
Disposal.
Security, huge. Disposal. Folks, also, here's the problem. All the states out there, Oregon, Colorado, and California are experiencing lack of labor.
And we are experiencing that lack of labor here in Michigan as well.
And we haven't even begun. Things don't really get kicked off until 2018. I mean, you can apply for a license December of 2017, and there's things that people should be doing right now. For instance, I mean, if you're interested in going into the business of cannabis, obviously contact my office at 989-772. You know, Rob Pizzielli, attorney in studio today, and myself will sit down with you, and we'll find out, you know, we'll assess what interest you have in the industry, and we may represent your interest if we think there's a good fit there. But the lack of labor is a big issue around the country.
It is. But there's also going to be more automation, too, with this industry, just like we've seen in other industries.
Computer programmers, if you're a computer programmer, you're an IT man or woman, electrician, plumber, builder, construction, but also administrative, staffing. There's so many different issues related to the business of cannabis. Okay, banking is a big issue, and we're going to try to, you know, address that at our seminar that's coming up at the end of February. But a date and place yet to be announced. It's going to be at the Comfort Inn here in Mount Pleasant. We're just trying to lock in the right day for everybody.
And it's going to be a great, great day for everybody interested in the cannabis industry.
I'm getting calls on a weekly basis. I know you are as well. From men and women from all over the state and Puerto Rico. I've been contacted from someone from Australia, a lot from Canada that are interested in coming into Michigan and assisting the business of cannabis once it's, you know, recreational and legal with one of these five licenses. But what I'm here to say, folks, I don't want to see people come from out of state. I want to see you have the opportunity. So what I recommend you do is attend our seminar, number one, but number two, pay attention to what is going on out there and how you can benefit. People need marketing, advertising, they need web development, they need brand management, accounting. There's so much that's going to be needed. $1 billion industry is about to descend on the state of Michigan. And if you don't get in it right now and start to make your moves, then I can tell you this for a fact, Rob. People have already made moves because, one, we represent them, and two, we're in the thick of it. We see it.
Correct. You know, the thing that people don't realize right now is that the cannabis industry in Michigan has been around for a long time. We've got these statutes and legislation in place that make it that legalize it here in the state, but it's actually been something, and not just on the black market or drug dealers, but it's been around for a long time, and it's just becoming more and more legitimate.
It's been around illegally for a long time. I mean, let's just agree to that, correct?
Yes, illegally it has been around for a long time.
Correct. But with that being said, the other side of the coin is the hemp industry. For whatever reason, our federal government classifies hemp as a Schedule I narcotic. It makes no sense whatsoever. You know, I believe, and I think I'm correct on this, folks, that the Constitution, that the paper the Constitution was written on, was hemp.
I would have to agree with you, Todd. I mean, there's no reason to doubt that.
And the other thing that I think is accurate out there is the pharmaceutical companies who have been making billions and billions of dollars off the backs of, you know, the citizens of this country. Do you think for a second they want marijuana recreational?
No, they do not.
No, because there are proven statistics that once people start using CBDs, and look, for those of you that do not want to listen to this show when we talk about cannabis and the medicinal effects of cannabis, when we talk about CBDs and hemp and other products, most of these products have less than 1% THC. THC is the active ingredient in marijuana that gives you the psychotropic feeling. So there's a lot of medicinal properties in other cannabinoids within the plant. And so what I refer to is something called a CBD. There's a lot of men and women out there who do have cancer. And by the way, don't listen to us. Always consult with your doctor before you switch medicine and stop taking things, or your pharmacist. I love my pharmacist. There's two of them. Jay and Rachel know more about medicine than a lot of doctors. But do you agree with me on the medicinal side of the product?
Yes, I do. I cannabis has a lot of great medicinal, and I'm not a doctor, so I can't really, you know, have that expertise, but I do know from experience with people that I know who were against taking any cannabis. It wasn't part of what they thought was acceptable because of its, you know, being a weed, but the medical benefits that it has.
But the thing about, you know, the plant itself, the plant has been around for tens of thousands of years, and the hemp plant by itself, it's in products all over the world. And for whatever reason, this country, you know, improve the economy, you know, let's get less dependent on foreign resources. Well, how about federal government allow us citizens and the farmers and the hardworking men and women out there who no longer have those factory jobs and don't have the IT skills, how about allow them to start cultivating hemp and sell it to every industry that you can think of, because that plant and the seed, you know, it can be used in all those different industries. Anyhow, we have to go to break. If you're just tuning in, I am attorney Todd L. Levitt. And who are you?
Robert J. Pizzialli.
And what do you do for work?
I am an attorney.
And who do you work with?
Todd L. Levitt. Double D.
That's right. T-O-double-D. Hey, we got to go to break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
You hardly ever saw granddaddy down here. He only come to town about twice a year. He buy 100 pounds of yeast and some copper line. Everybody knew that he made money shine. Now the revenue man want a granddaddy bad. He'd left a holler of everything he had. For my time, but I've been told he never come back from Copperhead Road.
Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. If you're just tuning in for the first time, I come to you each and every Sunday morning right here on 98.5. WUPS, broadcasting 100,000 watts strong and podcasting all across this beautiful planet Earth. We're joined in studio by my cousin, one of my law partners. We went to undergrad together, best man in his wedding.
Super Bowl.
We took a Super Bowl cruise, ended up at the Atlantis in Bahamas. That Super Bowl cruise, by the way, was put on by one of the major networks. And everybody at the radio station that I worked at in Metro Detroit got to go on the Super Bowl cruise. Remember with all the football players, the NFL players on that cruise?
It was great. Yeah, Tyrone, we saw Tyrone Wheatley.
Yeah,
who was the quarterback that was?
Tim Couch, first round draft pick for Cleveland at the time. But that was back in 1999.
It was, and Elway won that Super Bowl for the Broncos.
We had CBS credentials on.
We did.
And we had a CBS Sports.
Like a windbreaker.
Windbreakers. And we felt like we were not important. Let's just agree, right?
Right. We had nothing to do with the Super Bowl, the event itself.
Did we make it our way on the field? Because I know we tried.
We tried to get down there. We almost made it.
We used those credentials. We just wanted to walk around looking like we were with we were with the cruise.
Well, you know, it was kind of like with the Atlantis. We just kind of get into a group, go into a certain direction, and get into that area.
You know, my mother always told me, you know, you envision who you want to be, and you will be that person.
We were that guy. We were what? Gumball? John Madden.
Exactly. We were walking around. People were looking at like, who are these guys? We did go to our seats. I think Janet Jackson, or was it Kiss or
Cher?
It was Cher.
It was Cher.
No wonder I missed the halftime show. If it was Metallica, maybe I'd pay it. Or Steve Earle. We've been coming back strong with Steve Earle. Man, that Copperhead Road song just rocks and kicks right here on Todd's Rock Block. You know, I've always wanted my own rock show.
And you should have one.
I think the listeners would agree. I pick the music each week. I would just like an hour just to turn it and burn it, just cramming it and jamming it. Right out there. I wouldn't even start off slow and build it up and then go down. I would just go right at it with some AC/DC. I start off the show with some Back in Black. All right, let's get to Law. Anyway, big shout out to who?
Josh Bellinger.
Good friend of ours, great guy, great family. His father listens to the show up in West Branch when he's up there. And Josh is a great guy. So Josh is actually in studio today. So I just wanted to say hi to Josh. He stopped by. He was passing through, and he said, hey, I said, next time you pass through, stop off the studio when I'm doing the show, and here he is, and it's good to have him in the studio. So, Pizzy, during the last segment, and we talked about this during break with Josh, the labor workforce, the key thing which nobody is paying attention to is the need for men and women who have a multitude of skills that can support the cannabis industry that's about to explode here in the state of Michigan.
Yeah, there's an opportunity there for them to kind of move into different areas of their business. You know, an accountant, he has an opportunity to expand his business into the cannabis. You know, the other laborers, electricians, carpenters, there's a need because all of these facilities are going to have to be built to support these growers and dispensaries.
Now, here's the thing, folks. And by the way, we will announce. You go to my website, centralmichiganlawyer.com. Centralmichiganlawyer.com. We will have all the information in regards to the upcoming seminar at the end of February on my website this week coming up. We're going to have it's going to be the Comfort Inn, Mount Pleasant. Our friends from iGrow365 are going to be there. Check it out. Check out iGrow365.com, iGrow Lighting. We're associated with them. They're going to be there. We're going to be talking about how to obtain a license. We're going to be talking about how to run the business end of it, because all these people out there, you know, the business is so important. That's what we're sort of talking about, how to run the business. There's so much information that you will gain at this seminar. There's a cost to attend, and you can register on the website through Eventbrite. But it's going to be a 3-hour seminar. It's going to be unbelievable.
We're going to have a lot of information there for people to be able to take home, put into use, and
process it,
cultivate it.
It's not a seminar where we're standing up there. We just did one a couple months ago here in town. It's not a seminar where I will be conducting the seminar. And I have so much information that I have not yet released on this radio show because I want people to come to the seminar. And it's going to be so detailed. They're going to be able to take notes and follow along. You're going to be presenting. I mean, Robert is a great corporate lawyer. What kind of work have you done, Rob?
Well, right now I'm the corporate attorney for a pizza restaurant.
A chain. Franchising. You do franchise agreements.
Well, actually, we're into licensing. We haven't gotten to the level of franchising yet.
But you've done franchise stuff.
But
in
we've
the past.
Done franchise agreements, correct? Transactional contracts and agreements with the different vendors and suppliers, landlords.
You've been a builder.
A builder.
You've worked with all the trades.
Yeah, all the trades. I've done multiple contracts with owners, landlords, you know, the construction companies, the trades, the different requirements needed to make sure that everybody is protected on the job site, you know, both residential and commercial.
See, that's what's so important. You and I are, obviously, I'm a criminal defense attorney. You do what you do, but we're also, we've been working together for almost 23 years, and we are, it's fair to say, we are cannabis attorneys, consultants, and we are representing a select handful right now of individuals, and we're happy and interested in speaking with more, but we don't want to represent, like some of the other attorneys, hundreds and hundreds of clients, and they're all going to have these conflicts. If we're going to represent somebody that wants to have a license to grow, why would we represent somebody in that same county that's trying to have a license to grow? So we will take on new clients, but we're very selective. And you and I are both working on those cases. And you bring so much to the table with that construction background.
Well, we want, with the, like you said, with the clients that we represent, we want to ensure, we cannot guarantee, but we want to ensure their success. So we screen them, we vet them through our process of questionnaires and make sure that they're able to move forward in the process and we'll be able to work with the state to get them the license that they want.
Yeah, and we're going to be discussing that at the seminar in February. But I cannot stress enough, men and women, if you have any type of skill, whether it's office skills, building skills, people skills, staffing skills, here's the big one. There are some major, major grow operations that are about to take place throughout the state of Michigan.
Yes, there is.
There is going to be a need. People, I'm just going to say this. People do not know how, a lot of people do know how to grow quality products, quality plants, and a lot have no idea what they're doing. They don't. I'm sorry to say that. They just don't. They don't understand that the plant is a living creature. It's a child. Can you imagine somebody who's been a caregiver? Let's say someone's a caregiver, they have five patients, including themselves, 72 plants. Can you imagine that person then taking the jump to 500, to 1,000, to 1,500? I mean, that is one, financially it's huge. Two, it's a big undertaking. And I've spoken to a lot of people who want to be in that position, and I have refused to represent them because why would we represent somebody, one, like you said, if they're not going to be successful, but they didn't have an understanding of the scale of what's involved here, of waste, of water, of working with the local communities to make sure everything is compliant. The lighting, I grow lights. That's all we talk about. And they'll be at the seminar. Great lights. Our friends, Carrie and everybody. But you follow what I'm saying, Piz?
Yeah, absolutely. There's so many things that people need to get in place right now. The opportunity is now.
Right. Now, folks, again, look, every road leads through a community. Every city is within a county. The counties have townships. Some of these townships have very few residents. A lot of townships are going to opt out, which I don't agree with. Because it's going to be recreational in a couple years anyhow. If you're a township, if there's any supervisors out there listening or any board members, please come to this seminar because I am going to spend 20 minutes educating. We have a couple supervisors coming to this upcoming seminar. We're going to be inviting all of them. We are going to be educating you in regards to security. Security has been a big issue for these people. There is less security to worry about than there is for your local drugstore that has all those pharmaceuticals, over-the-counter products, and alcohol they sell than this industry. But security, it's a valid concern. Law enforcement, valid concern. By the way, law enforcement, local law enforcement gets 5% from the state fund per licensing in the community. There's a formula. So there'll be plenty of money to go around. Not only does the local community get to tap into the state fund based on how many licenses they have and the type of licenses, but they get to charge up to $5,000 a year for that license. So township supervisors, men and women out there, if you're on the fence, you could contact my office. You can have a conversation with me. Wouldn't cost you anything. I don't have anything to gain by that. I'm just trying to represent the interest of the people of the state of Michigan, and I want you to open up your ordinances. We're working on drafting an ordinance right now.
Toddy, that's what I was wanting to get into
a little bit
about having the opportunity to draft these ordinances. We've got some drafts that the township supervisors or boards, they can, you know, use as a benchmark.
Yeah, because in order to apply for a license, if you're in Township Acme, I just made that up. Acme Township. So I have 100 acres in Acme, and I would like to get a license to process, be a processor. You can't just request a license from the board at the state of Michigan without two things. Number one,
approval from the community in which you want to operate.
Approval from the community, meaning a letter from the board or the township or community that, yes, we grant, you know, person A and B here a license. And two, a copy of the ordinance that complies with the state law. Now, that copy of the ordinance can be an electronic copy, meaning you can give them a copy or a link to where they can, you know, the board can check it out. But we have to go to break right here on the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. And Pizzy Alley, we'll be right back after
this break.
You hardly ever saw granddaddy down here. They only come to town about twice a year. They buy 100 pounds of yeast and some copper line. Everybody knew that it made money shine. Now the revenue man want a granddaddy bad. Head left a holler of everything had. For my time, but I've been told to never come back from Copperhead Road.
Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Last segment, we are going to finish so strong. In studio, attorney Robert J. Pizzy Alley, attorney at law. RJP is my cousin. He's my second cousin, actually, on my grandmother's side, my dad's side. And we attended college together, law school. We've been working as attorneys together for a long time. Rob is my, when we talk about the business of cannabis, he's my partner in regards to that. We work as a team with other attorneys, but Rob and I are the core. We've been talking about some serious issues today on the show, Rob.
Yes, we've been talking about labor shortages, opportunities for people to get involved in the cannabis industry.
Josh brought up a good point during break, the HVAC industry.
HVAC.
Yep.
There's a huge demand for that right now to be able to keep these grow facilities.
Mini split air conditioning.
Mini split.
I just like to say mini split. But also, how about the utility companies? Talk about playing the game of Monopoly. How happy are they, and how happy are they going to be?
I think they're happy now, and they're going to continue to be happy, and they'll be even more happier in the future.
Landlords with space are going to, you know, when the Medical Marijuana Act first was passed and before dispensaries were shut down, especially the first case was our good friend Brandon McQueen, my buddy Brandon. Brandon, if you're out there listening, once in a while he does, we want you back on the show, People v. McQueen. Before they shut them down, a lot of landlords, space was being filled, people were being employed, so that's coming back. But not everyone's going to qualify. If you have a misdemeanor in the last 5 years, forget about it. 10-year felony, forget about it. Do I agree with that? Absolutely not. So you can go out there and have a felony because you did something stupid. You didn't hurt anybody. You know, you could have just done something really stupid. Like, for instance, here's a felony, okay? Let's say you have a script for Adderall.
Okay.
Okay? And let's say you're at a casino.
All right.
And Adderall, first of all, don't do anything that I'm about to say. But you're at the casino or somewhere where there's cameras, and you take your Adderall pill, and so, and one of your buddies or friends say, hey, can I have one of those Addies? Can I have an Adderall? And you hand them your Adderall. That is a four-year felony. That movement on that one pill, a delivery of an analog controlled substance, carries 0 to 4 years right there.
And how simple is that?
So now you happen to go to court. You don't have an attorney. You represent yourself. Most prosecutors, if you have no priors, they're not going to jack you on a felony. But let's just say that you have prior alcohol issues when you were younger. And you find a prosecutor and a judge, and you end up with a felony conviction on your record by that one act. First of all, if you do have a prescription, absolutely under no circumstances should you share it.
Agreed.
Never. Okay, that is illegal, folks. We're in a college town, Central Michigan University, fire up chips. And it seems like all these kids have Adderall prescriptions, and they're sharing all the time. Do I know that for a fact? No. Why do I say that? Because I keep my ears open. I'm an attorney. I'm a defense attorney. I represent those people, as you do. But that's a felony. So now you should be excluded from obtaining one of these licenses in December of 2017 to provide a better living for your family. That's obnoxious.
That's what the law says. We may not agree with it, but that's what they're going to restrict.
I'm just saying, the board, if you qualify, they have to give you a license. The law says, if you're eligible, you get a license. But it's going to come down to whether or not there's enough space in the state of Michigan.
Right. Or in the community that you want to operate.
Exactly. That's the issue. But the labor workforce can't talk about that enough. Find something that you're good at and check out California, Oregon, Washington, Nevada,
Alaska.
Washington, D.C., Alaska, Maine. Look at all these countries. They'd like to be their own countries. Look at all these states within our amazing country that are already, it's already legal, and what the workforce is.
You know, California wants to be its own country. You know that? They want to secede.
You know, give me a, you know,
let
come
them,
on.
Let them. They're bankrupt.
Not anymore.
Well, no, the cannabis industry there is going to really help them out.
Yeah, big time. In fact, look. Again, we are conducting a seminar, and I can't say this enough, at the end of February in Mount Pleasant. We are conducting it, you and I, together with some special guests that you definitely want to be in front of. We'll release more of the names and information later on. But there's going to be so much information out there in relation to how to get into the business and some of the stuff we're talking about here. This is a precursor for the seminar. This show wasn't intended to be. It's just an important issue.
Right. We're going to have people there talk about licensing. I think you said you were going to do that. We'll talk about some banking, how to get your banking in line.
Which is the number one issue.
One of them. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of, seems like number one issues with this industry. But,
right.
You know, banking, the trades, we can talk about the trades a little bit, how to get involved in that, but which goes hand in hand with talking about the business of cannabis.
But I also invite the township supervisors and the members of the board and any citizens out there who may fear the changes coming to this great state of ours, the Mitten State, come to the seminar because I will be spending 15, 20 minutes talking about security, talking about the benefits and the financial benefit to your community. And if you think you're one of those communities that doesn't need a cash influx, then, you know, you might have to look twice at who your elected officials are.
And we'll have an opportunity to meet with you and discuss ways that we can help draft new ordinances that will be in compliance with the state's statutes.
You got it. Absolutely. And we're talking with Robert J. Pizzielli, attorney at law. Pizzi, finally, you're on the show.
It's been a long time. We've talked a lot about doing this. It's great to be here.
And if you ever are at a doctor's office, folks, and on the application or information, it says, in case of emergency, who should we call? I always put 911. Why would you put anything other than 911? I mean, come on. Don't call my mother. My mother's going to have a stroke because something happened to her son. You know, call 911.
And that's good advice, Todd.
Don't call my wife. I'm not married, but don't call anybody else. First of all, I don't know anybody's cell numbers. The only number I know is 911. That's it. I know. Am I right?
Yeah, that's it. I love it. That's a great
advice. I truly do not know. And Josh agrees. I sometimes when somebody wants my celly, I have to think twice about it. Hey, big shout out to our other cousin and partner, Anthony Zirilli.
Nino, if you're listening.
Big shout out to our family. That's our family. Big shout out to the Zirilli family, our family. We love you. Anthony, Nino, everybody. So
good to hear from them.
Anyhow, we're going to wrap up the show. RJP, Robert J. Pizzielli, attorney at law, part of what we do here at Levitt Law Firm. You do a great job. Can't say enough about what you do for the people out there, Rob. The people are really lucky they have you as an advocate.
Todd, and I'm glad to be able to provide those services along with you with your help, advice, and counsel, partnership.
I feel like Oprah right now. I'd rather be more like Jerry Springer, man. I want chairs flying. If you had to be a talk show host, I'm Jerry Springer. There's no way. That's the kind of show I want. I want just chaos. Who would you be? Phil Donahue?
Yeah,
because you're more, I don't know. No, I think you'd be more like Harry Connick Jr. because you're a good-looking Italian guy. You got the Robert JP, you guys, my cousin here. He's got salt and pepper hair. You know, he's Roman. Our ancestors date back to the Roman days of Rome, Spartacus, and whatnot. You look Roman. Were you part of the Fifth Legion?
Yeah. Spartans!
Where's our family from in Italy?
The northern part of around Milan.
Milan, Carini, and Palermo.
There you go. That's it. That's where they are.
And I don't know about your part of the family, although our grandmothers are related. I'm 3% Irish. Remember I told you I did my DNA search?
Yes.
One of our ancestors must have left Italy. Met an Irish gal. Some of those, like Karen, beautiful Irish gal.
Right.
I love the, I'm 3% Irish. What does that make me if I'm Italian Irish? Does that make me
Mutt.
No, I'm 97% Sicilian. Well, we do have some cousins from Milan. Right. Anyhow, great show. If you missed any portion of the show, you can catch it on podcast, on iTunes, SoundCloud, or Podbean. Just type in the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. If you have any questions or comments, centralmichiganlawyer@gmail.com, centralmichiganlawyer@gmail.com. Stay in touch with the show and on my website at centralmichiganlawyer.com for information in regards to the amazing upcoming seminar. It was great having Josh in studio. Pizzielli, always good to see you.
It's great to see you, Todd. Thanks for having me here.
We're going
to
go shred the gnar up at Snow Snake this afternoon after we go to Jay Sporting Goods. Look, everybody out there, get out and live. We were born to live. And when there's nowhere to go, when you're down, there's nowhere to go but up. And tough times do not last. Tough people do. And do not let people pull your strings. Be sure to tip the wait staff on the way out. I always wanted to say that. And we'll see you same place, same time next week right here on the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. I'm not just a litigator, I'm an advocator. Take us out.
And then the sheriff came around in the middle of the night. Heard mama crying that something wasn't right. He's headed down to Knoxville with a weekly load. You can smell a whiskey burning down Copperhead Road.
The Todd L. Levitt Law Show is brought to you by Chad Melly Well Drilling in Rosebush, Clark Modular Homes, your most experienced and trusted builder in Mount Pleasant, Harrison Power Sports, Central Michigan's newest full-line Arcticat dealer, Dr. Robert Townsend and Denali Healthcare for your alternative medicine needs, and Innovative Insulation Systems for those cold and hot days. Make sure your insulation pays.